From the independent producer project of KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters. And just a word of warning before we start, this episode contains foul language and blasphemy. Enjoy the show.
Satan, Prince of Darkness, my true loving God, I want you to know that I have broken all my past allegiance and ties with the God of three heads. I purposely, with much thought, malice, my own free will, blasphemy, mock, curse, and deny Jehovah Yahweh, his rotten, filthy son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I ask for nothing in return, for I am honored that you called upon me and are giving me my chance to further prove my dedication and unconditional love for you. Let me be blessed with damnation. I am truly anti-God, and I have taken your mark, Satan 666, and it's burned on my internal soul. I understand that this contract can never be broken, and under any condition. So in front of you, O Master Satan, in front of Yahweh, its rotten, filthy Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, I now give to you forever my body, my mind, and my soul. Thank you, Satan. Amen.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about...
Did you sell your soul to Satan?
The podcast about...
The unknown.
Hey, how's it going? Basically, a month or two ago, my apartment got robbed. I still haven't figured anything out of where any of my stuff is at. Basically, I just want the people who, you know, stole my shit to, you know, suffer for it. Fair enough, I think. Like I said, I haven't heard anything about some of my names or any idea who they are, but maybe something will pop up. I don't know. Yeah, if you want to, you can post this to the website. Other than that, thanks. Hail Satan.
Hi, my name is Debbie. I called a couple months ago to put a hex on somebody. I'm a practicing satanic. I had talked to Chris in Washington. I've been doing some work, and somebody's put a block or a bind on me. I'm not sure what it is. My work's not going through as it should. I do both healing and cursing. I love to be part of this community. I love your website, by the way. And so Chris had suggested I call you to see if you could put it on the website, Debbie from Wisconsin, to take whatever block or binding that has been put on me and remove it, please. Thank you, and hail Satan. Have a great day.
I want you guys to post this on your website because, to be honest, I'm trying to get my music more out there. I'm trying to get out there. And I'm trying to start my rap career, and I just want y'all to help me pray that I can do this. And thank you guys for supporting me. All hail Satan.
Satan, my name is Stan, and I have a very strong desire to have a sexual relationship with my mother-in-law. I really want that. I've been wanting it for the longest time, and I was hoping that this prayer can be answered to send it to Satan. Again, my name is Stan, and it can be posted on the website that I would like to have Satan enter the strongest and uncontrollable desires in my mother-in-law that she will want to have sex with me. Thank you very much. Hail Satan.
Hi. I would like you guys to pray to Satan for me for a Shrek 5 movie. I would also like you to cast a hex on a past Bradley from New Jersey. And I do wish for this to be posted to the website. Thank you. Hail Satan.
Hi, guys. I'm a teenager, and I am really in a sticky situation. I need you guys to pray that, I think I'm pregnant, and I need you guys to pray against pregnancy, and if there is a baby inside of me, for Satan to kill it, because I can't have a baby right now. So I'm turning to Satan, and he is the only answer I have right now. So if you could pray about this, you may post it on other, on your blog for others to pray against it or for it too. I'm just overwhelmed, so call me when you get the chance. So thank you so much. Hail Satan, right? Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, Dark Lord. Look, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm gonna drop a line, let you know how much I appreciate your works. Everything you've done with heavy metal has been just a joy. So, take care. You know, enjoy all your whatnots. I know you got a lot of torture and crap to do and stuff. If it's not too much to ask, could you take care of Chaney for me? He's a pain in the ass. That's about it. All right, yeah, agree. Take care. Hail Satan.
Hello, man. I'm just calling to ask you, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And if you have not, please feel free to contact us at the First Baptist Church in Bridgeport, Connecticut. We are looking forward to hearing from you, my brother. Jesus loves his little children as well. So does the priest. We all wish to speak with you, and please do not hex my line. I would not appreciate that. And one more thing. Fuck you, you cocksuckers! I fucking hate all of you! Go die in hell! Put that on your prayer line! Frick you up!
Yes, this is actually a request that I would actually like for you guys to put online as well. I need to go to this acting school, and I need as much help from Satan as I possibly can. My name is Tyler Higgins. I live in the United States. I need for this to work out, this acting school. I need to go, and I need as much money possible for me to basically go. And Satan is God, so it's only right that everyone prays for me as well, as I can't do this by myself. I already dedicated my soul. So this school is called AMDA in New York, AMDA. It's an acting school, and I need as much money as I can get to pursue my career as an actor. Thank you so much. Again, my prayer is to get as much money as I can so my parents can send me to this acting school. Hail Satan. Thank you.
Remember making that phone call?
I do. I'm not gonna say I was in the happiest point of my life. I was definitely in the breaking point. I was going high and low, looking for answers, looking for truth, looking for whatever the hell I could find. I was raised a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. Whatever my parents told me, whatever my pastor told me, was the truth. I believed in just about everything. You know, I believed in Easter Bunny. I believed in Santa Claus. I believed in just everything. Like I need, like I said, I needed a deity, an invisible deity, to push me forward. I needed that. That's all I knew. At the time, I rejected God, right? So right now, my head was at Satan. So I thought that Satan could control weather. That's what I thought. So I was like, Satan, if it's gonna rain like hell, I'm not going to AMDA. Like, that's not my calling, whatever. And I looked back at the weather forecast. It was supposed to be a sunny day, clear skies. It was the worst thunderstorm I have ever seen. In my mind, I was like, why is it that this guy didn't answer my prayers, and the guy that I used to fuck with, he didn't answer a damn prayer I had for him? So when I made the call, I was desperate for someone. Like, it was like that yearning for attention, that yearning for gratification, that yearning for just acknowledgement. So I went online. I was like, okay, what is Satanism? What are Satanists? I read on it. I was like, okay, this isn't so bad. This isn't like, oh, they're cutting off goats' heads. They were just people. So, like, I was like, okay, like, I talked to one of Satanists on the phone. He said something that kind of, like, brought me towards the religion even further. He's like, think of it like this. In the Bible, Satan killed 10 people. The God that they worship killed 2.3 million. So if we're going off the Bible alone, your God is actually the genocidal, homicidal, maniac, murderer, evildoer. And Satan, he gave humanity the best reward that he could possibly give humanity, which is free will. And then that really clicked inside of my head. It was like, huh. And since then on, like, I questioned everything.
Tyler, I'd like to ask you about the time that your parents snooped in your computer and found your... was it emails that they found between you and other Satanists?
Yes.
Can you tell that story?
I'm not sure how they found it. I'm not sure what they did. So apparently I was sending an email through my my parents' computer. Instead of logging out of my account, I think I left it on. My mom went through my emails and called my father, called over the pastor. It was like a little intervention. I wasn't prepared for it. I was like, what's going on? We know about your little email transactions with these Satanists. I immediately became so heated. I was like, why the hell did you go through my shit? Because I felt like it was like so violated. It was like, so instead of trying to learn about me through asking me, you think the best way to learn about me is to get information that way? Yeah, so the pastor, he was like, Tyler, we just need to do this. It's going to take a few quick seconds. We're going to just have this one prayer for you. So he took a batch of holy oil. He put it all over my forehead, put a hand on my shoulder along with my parents. You know?
Do you remember what the pastor's prayer was?
Not exact words, but it was along the lines of, we fight the spirit of temptation out of this house, out of this boy. We fight the spirit of temptation out of his life. And I haven't really seen my parents cry like that, but they were crying. They were like, they were tearful. Beyond my anger, there was a sense of embarrassment. There was a sense of heartache. I broke their heart. They felt powerless. And I was devastated. So he just put his hands on my forehead, praying for God to re-enter my life. I didn't feel anything. He felt like it worked because of my reaction. Because again, I'm an actor, or I can act. So I acted like, okay, like I'm so relieved. But in reality, I didn't feel a damn thing. I made them a promise that I wouldn't keep in touch with those Satanists. And I kept my promise, I didn't keep in touch. But I still tried to like answer some questions about just life in general.
Do you think your parents were afraid of you?
In a way, I think they still are, yes. I think, you know what I think? I think people are just scared. I think people are just scared that there might not be a place after this one. There might not be a heaven in which you see your great-great-grandmother. There might not be a heaven in which the friends that you lost will be there. There might not be that happy place. So you know what? People are scared to stand up and say, you know what? Maybe I should make this world a better place. Maybe I should fix this planet rather than just living for the afterworld. If you believe that this is the only life that you're going to live ever, you're going to take the time to really, really enjoy the hell out of it. And that actually makes life more precious.
Did you sell your soul to Satan?
I did not. I didn't want to give up myself. If that makes sense. The way I thought that if by selling my soul, I'll be Satan's bitch. So I said to myself, you know what? I got to be a man. I couldn't respect myself if I became somebody else's bitch. So I'm not living to impress any god. I'm not living to impress anybody. I'm living to make me, my family, my friends, my loved ones happy.
Tyler first called the Satanic Prayer Line back in 2013, and while he did not end up going to AMDA, the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, he does have a promising audition for the New York Film Academy this February. He currently lives in New England. The Satanic Prayer Line is no longer active, but you can hear the full archive of phone calls on their blog, prayerline.worshipsatan.org. We'll have a link to it on our website, which is hbmpodcast.com. Special thanks to Ashley the Blind Satanist and the Antichrist of Olympia, Washington, and to their friend Lilith Starr of Seattle, Washington, for their help on today's episode. You can find links to all of their satanic works on our website. I'm Bethany Denton, and I produced this episode with a lot of help from Jeff Entman and Nick White, our editor at KCRW. Music by The Black Spot, Sarocell, and Swamp Dog. We've gotten some really nice reviews on iTunes lately. Thank you for that. So if you like the show and you haven't reviewed us yet, please take a moment to tell the world what you think. Unless it's something mean, in which case...
Fuck you, you cocksuckers! I fucking hate all of you! Go die in hell!
Just kidding. We love you. Hear Me Monsters is part of the independent producer project of KCRW. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.